Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com. One of the biggest comeback stories in all of the NFL in 2013 is Packers defensive lineman Johnny Jolly. You all know the story. Out of football for 3 years, spent some time in prison, had to get his life in order. He came back to the Packers this year, and he's been a big help on defense, and he may have had his most impactful game in Week 14 against the Falcons. We'll start in the second quarter. Now, this is nothing special, but it does show the type of hustle and attitude that Jolly plays with. This will be a simple dump-off pass to the running back coming out of the backfield. Jolly will eventually chase him down from behind and get in on the tackle with a bunch of his teammates. But you watch the hustle. He comes back in, and then the way he finishes the play, Johnny Jolly sending a message he's going to be reckoned with today. For the high-impact plays, we'll move to the third quarter. Here's Jolly in the middle of the defensive line. He's going to bat down the pass on a simple in route to Roddy White. Now, back when Jolly was with the Packers in 2009, he set a team record for batting down passes at the line of scrimmage just like that. That one was on 2nd and 9. It made it 3rd and 9. The Falcons went 3 and out, and the Packers' comeback was on. Fast forward to early fourth quarter, it's the biggest defensive play of the game. Mike Neal will knock the ball out of Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan's hand, and Johnny Jolly will make the recovery. Now, normally a fumble recovery is just right place, right time. But in this case, watch how Jolly, who's right here, uses his hips and his leverage to keep the Falcons player away from the ball. Jolly comes away with it. The Packers have it at the 20-yard line. 4 plays later, they're in the end zone, and the Packers have the lead. One more from Jolly on the Falcons' next possession. They're on the edge of field goal range, but on a handoff to Jason Snelling, Jolly will beat his man and bury Snelling in the backfield for a 2-yard loss. Now that 2 yards proved pretty big because 2 snaps later, the Falcons tried a 52-yard field goal. It came up a couple yards short. Now, Jolly wasn't the only defensive hero in that second half comeback against the Falcons. You saw the play that Mike Neal made, and cornerback Jarrett Bush had a couple of huge plays down the stretch to preserve that lead for the Packers. Jolly was right in the middle of some of those key moments. And after everything he's been through the last 3 years, who knows? Maybe he'll be in the conversation for Comeback Player of the Year. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. I'm Mike Spofford for Packers.com.